I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Earlier this week, Chelsea Manning was invited to be a visiting fellow at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. Big honor for the 29-year-old former military whistleblower. That did not sit well, though, with many military and intelligence veterans, nor with the current head of the CIA. So early this morning, the K School backed down. The World's Chris Wolf has been following events.
Chelsea Manning is one of the biggest leakers of secrets in U.S. history. As a young soldier in Baghdad, Manning was appalled by what she saw happening in Iraq, like this video of a U.S. helicopter firing on a TV crew.
Light them all up.
Come on, fire!
Hey, Roger. Keep shooting.
Keep shooting. In this instance, the helicopter crew believed the TV camera was a shoulder-launched weapon, but to Manning, it appeared like cold-blooded murder. So she arranged to give files, documents, videos like this to WikiLeaks, which promptly published them. Manning was eventually caught, brought to trial, and convicted of 17 charges, including 5 counts of espionage. She received a 30-year sentence, which was later commuted by President Obama. She was freed in May after serving 7 years. To many in the military and intelligence community, Manning is simply a traitor who put them and their comrades in danger.
What Chelsea did to release this information and expose these people to greater peril, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, what an extraordinary betrayal.
Kevin Kit Parker is a former Army paratrooper who served multiple tours in Afghanistan. But Parker is also a professor of bioengineering and applied physics at Harvard. He had a pretty strong reaction to the decision by Harvard's Kennedy School to name Manning a visiting fellow.
Many people in Harvard's veterans community, we've got about 200-something veterans on the campus, feel as if they've been betrayed by Harvard.
Parker sent a letter of resignation to the Kennedy School, where he'd been teaching a joint program on innovation. He says he will, however, remain at the engineering school. Other protests came thick and fast. CIA Director Mike Pompeo cancelled a speech planned for last night, while Michael Morell, former acting director of the CIA, resigned as a senior fellow. So early this morning, the Kennedy School reversed course. Manning can still come speak, but will not be called a visiting fellow. In a statement, Dean Douglas Elmendorf said the invitation was never an endorsement of Manning's conduct. He said he didn't realize people saw the title of visiting fellow as a particular honor. But now he sees that was a mistake.
It seems that Harvard knew exactly what it was doing when it invited her to be a visiting fellow and decided that it wouldn't stand by its own decision, and that's unfair to Chelsea Manning.
That's Spencer Ackerman, national security reporter for the Daily Beast. Ackerman takes particular issue with the idea that Manning's leaks caused harm to anyone.
We get typically the most lurid descriptions of what the impacts of these leaks are. They turn out not to manifest, and then there's not really a lot of push for a disclosure, a taxonomy, and accounting of what the actual harm was.
Other security specialists disagree, but Ackerman says there's a still wider issue to consider here.
We all, just as a society, ought to take a deep breath and consider if we want to continually punish people who've done their time, particularly when the actual impact of their crimes is a fact, not an evidence.
Chelsea Manning herself tweeted today that she was, quote, honored to be the first disinvited trans woman visiting fellow, and added, they chill marginalized voices under CIA pressure. For The World, I'm Chris Wolfe.